This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Rob Medcalf is our guest today, and Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hold the position of vice president of a company, and tell us about Comply.
So Comply,
and it's spelled C-O-M-P-L-I.
That's correct. Yes, Comply. It's loosely based off of compliance, which, as we know in the cannabis industry, is kind of the holy grail or the Bible, the rules that you need to live and abide by in order to be successful in the industry, or at least to not get fined, put it that way.
So, right.
Comply is it's a relatively new company. We used to work under the umbrella of Techvine, which was a company that just really helped people out in various industries with internet services, networking solutions, cybersecurity, voice, and security systems. But we decided that we wanted to branch off a little bit, so we started Comply last October after months and months of getting everything going. And we launched this beautiful new program where we're more or less dedicated to highly regulated verticals, and cannabis being very highly regulated. We thought that this was the perfect opportunity to really do a lot more outreach, get our name out there a lot more, and really be hyper-focused on the industry itself.
And I just came from conference, and I just on the West Coast with over 100,000 people, Expo West. Mm-hmm. And when I first started going to Expo West and was doing this radio show about 6 years ago when I started the show, 7 years ago, there were so many hundreds of booths devoted to cannabis and CBD. So many hundreds of booths that they had a pre-show. Guess how many were at this last expo? And there were so many new products and new booths, and it filled every ounce of space at Anaheim Convention Center, upstairs, downstairs, the main floor, the new annex that they added, which had thousands, like I think 2,000 booths alone in the annex, and just the annex part alone. So guess how many cannabis and CBD? There were like three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four. Where are we? What is the state of cannabis today? We're hearing from lots of different sources that oversaturation is happening, that the regulation is strangling the industry, that the banking is still a constant problem. The money that we're spending for the taxation, the money that we're spending for security, and it goes on and on and on. The competitiveness. So give us an honest, if you can, assessment of where we are right now.
Well, if you look back, so we've been working in the cannabis industry for roughly 7 or 8 years, more or less since legalization medically in kind of the Midwestern, since we're based out of the Chicagoland area. So that's kind of where we got our start. And if we look back in time to when the industry kind of in the Midwest first started, so we obviously are going to remove the West Coast from the equation because they got a early head start. We noticed that there was a lot of extreme excitement in the industry. So money was being handed out hand over fist to pretty much anybody that had a license because they wanted to get involved at the baseline. This was an industry that, you know, was just beginning. And if you think about it, how many times in our respective lifetimes has there been an industry in which it didn't exist before, and it kind of came out of almost nowhere. So there was a lot of excitement. I mean, you can say things like AI and stuff more recently than even this, but it doesn't happen very often. So there was a lot of investment. There were a lot of people out there that were sitting going, hey, I've got extra income. I'm just going to dump it into this and watch as it flourishes. And if you remember, even looking at just the publicly traded companies, back pre-pandemic and towards the beginning of it, you saw that the stocks were just going through the roof. Investment was
so crazy. It was so crazy. Yeah.
And then it, you know, pandemic, obviously in the Midwest, at least in certain states, you saw that they were able to continue to operate, which meant that there was still actually a lot of growth. So, you know, whereas a lot of people, unfortunately, either lost their jobs or just weren't very busy during the last few years, the cannabis industry was still extremely busy. I mean, my 2020 was much busier than my 2019 even. And now you get to 2024, you notice a lot of uncertainty in the industry. The cash flow's not there anymore. So people that were able to acquire licenses even
can't even afford the paperwork.
They can't even afford to open the doors. I mean, we have one project here in Illinois that, you know, was supposed to kick off, I want to say about October last year, and now we're into March, and it hasn't even started yet because of funding. And, you know, it's unfortunate that that's the case. Obviously, other states like Ohio that we're playing heavily in for 2024, there seems to be a little bit of a cash flow boom there, so we're able to get out, travel out there. I'm going to Ohio next week, for example, to do a rip and replace, which I'll comment on a little bit later as well. So there is still excitement, but you have to kind of almost take a state by state approach. And to be honest,
do you think that, Rob, that that's going to be the ultimate bottom line, that we will not ever see in the next 10 years, at least, or 5 to 10 years, legalization across the board, but it's going to go by state by state by state?
I would say that I do believe it will probably go state by state by state. And as you can see, some states that you never thought would flip to even medical are starting to flip to medical. And places that from a political side seem to be against it, like Ohio, for example, the constituents voted on it, and it is now legal, although they're still working out some of the technicalities, and they're kind of hoping for some time in June to have at least people that already have medical dispensaries start to have recreational licensing as well as expansion, much like Illinois did it, where if you had a medical license, you were able to convert that to medical and recreational, and then you were given other licenses on top of that for being quote-unquote kind of an early adopter. So my personal opinion, again, and I don't know anything more than, you know, the people that post stories and are involved in the industry, I think it's still going to go state by state. And there's going to be states that kind of sit there and say, we're just not going to do it, you know, and without knowing exactly which states they are, I mean, we can all assume that, you know, certain locations, whether it's in the Midwest or kind of down in the Bible Belt, they're just going to sit there and say, we don't want this for our state. Our constituents don't want it, whether that's true or false. And you're just going to end up seeing it not develop maybe the way that we would want to, which would be kind of a blanket statement saying, hey, it's federally legal now.
Right.
And
it's a real shame because you know, and I know the success of the industry, the success of the plant rather, mm-hmm. and the power of this plant, can change the opioid story.
Absolutely.
The power of this plant can change the building story. It goes on and on and on, Rob, of how powerful, and I don't know what happened. What happened? Why are we stumbling now? What happened? We had this incredible growth, this excitement, this buzz all over the country, and it just went woof, woof. And it's like the balloon has lost the air, and what do we need to do to get the air back into the balloon?
Well, my first gut feeling would sit there and say, gotta pass safe banking. There definitely needs to be some legislation changes in there that will kind of open the doors for investors. Because if you remember, like, a lot of these companies are either they're publicly traded, so they're getting money via that. But, you know, obviously the investors have dried up and they can't take loans out from banks. So, you know, because it's still technically federally illegal. So if they can pass the safe banking, it opens up a lot of doors. It opens up a lot of doors to being able to write things off. And it also opened the doors to bringing in more funding and being able to take out loans. So, like, let's say, again, we'll talk about the facility here in Illinois that I referenced earlier, and them being, you know, a little bit short on funding. Well, you know, you see that most of these places are still profitable if they're run correctly, right?
Or if they're run. Okay, well, we have to get ready for a break. Give us the best website, and we'll come back and we'll continue the conversation.
Sure. It is Comply, COMP.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we're having a very honest conversation this today with our guest Rob Metcalf from Comply. And Rob, we are really and truly in a new frontier right now, aren't we?
I'd agree with that, yes.
Can you still make money in the industry?
You know, from our perspective, being an IT security and low voltage company, internet service providing company, yes, you can. Obviously, that things have slowed down a little bit in our industry in certain circumstances. It's not like we're not taking on new customers. It's more of just the delays in construction and things like that. But absolutely, I mean, we're 100% bought into this industry. We're 100% interested in following it through its trajectories and hoping for some good news. I mean, as we were previously talking, you know, some legislation changes, I think, will open the door right back up, and you'll end up seeing a second boom in the industry. Because if you think about it, if you look and compile all the stories on cannabis, the good far outweigh the bad stories. And most of the bad stories are on flawed data, because there just hasn't been enough studies on that yet to determine what is and isn't true. So they just run with a headline that they think will get clicks, right?
Right, right.
So personally, you know, again, we're all in. We're sitting here every single day talking to people, educating them, trying to help them out with solutions that will allow them to pass inspection first and foremost, and then also being there to be their support blanket and help lead them if they choose to, with a not one-size-fits-all approach. I mean, every single person is different. You'd be surprised where we run into new customers who, you know, some of them will sit there and say, we got a brand new facility, it's 60,000 square feet, it's a cultivation, and we don't know what we're doing. Can you help us build this facility out and get us a price that won't break our bank? And, you know, obviously security costs specifically are very expensive, right? We all agree with
right.
that.
Right.
Which the regulations
Absolutely.
Would change a little bit.
So how much security is needed? You need someone at the front. Security is like huge in the industry.
It's honestly, and this is my honest opinion, it's a little too much. Doing business in other avenues with pharmacies and things like that, prescription drug vaults, the cannabis industry's security is significantly higher than even that. And we're talking, you know, about a plant, you know, that cannot kill you versus pharmaceutical drugs that, you know, depending on what they are and how they're utilized, can absolutely kill you.
Right.
And the security systems are much more robust in cannabis facilities than even that. And you have to scratch your head and wonder why. Like, why is it so robust? I mean, again, it's all state dependent. So you go out to the West Coast and the security is much more relaxed than it is in the Midwest, where it's the most stringent. And I'll keep bringing that back because that's where we operate most out of the Midwest. So I have the most experience there. But you're looking at a security guard, depending on the state, sometimes you have to have that be not even accompanied with the security system. So we wouldn't even be able to supply a guard to the same facility as we put the security system in. So you have to have a security guard, so you have to have a contract for that. If it's a 3,000 square foot facility, again, that's not that big. Think of a probably double the size of an average home, if an average home is about 1,500 square feet, right?
Right.
And you
right.
have 30 to 50 cameras in that facility, and they'd have to be, in most cases, redundant. And that's where you kind of get into, depending on who's actually doing your inspection for your license and to start operating, some agents will sit there and say, this looks perfectly fine the way you've built it. Some will want extra redundancies that are not technically part of the regulations, but they want to see it anyway. So the customer's best, in their best interest, is to just do whatever the inspectors say and say, all right, you want another camera in a, it wouldn't be a closet, but we'll say a sally port or someplace where cannabis goes from outside to inside when it's being received. They want dual redundant cameras in there. You just end up saying, we'll run another line. We'll put another camera in. We'll make you happy from the get-go, and it'll buy us some good graces after the fact. So it's if it was up to me, I would say, you know, you do want to have as much square footage coverage as you possibly can. Just obviously because occasionally incidents do happen. You want to make sure you're protected. You know, these are state-of-the-art systems that, you know, you'd be surprised how actually pretty cool and neat some of the features are on these things. So it's not like a typical, you know, home security system that's, you know, a couple cameras and you're good to go.
Right.
They can do facial recognition. They can track people by physical attributes, whether they're wearing, let's say, a blue hat. You can be able to walk through the facility as the blue-headed individual is walking through the facility. It's pretty neat stuff. You know, there's license plate cameras, cameras with multiple lenses, you know, dome cameras, bullet cameras, 360s, and they all get to plug into a platform that streams live to, depending on the state, some sort of law enforcement or department like the Department of Agriculture, et cetera, depending on what the facility is. It's very robust systems, and they cost a lot of money. And, you know, in our industry, obviously, that's not, you know, we wish we were doing a lot more volume, but having a cheaper price at, you know, for each individual customer. That would be the best of both worlds. More
so
volume.
I'm going to ask you, I love to ask the question, what do you see happening in 5 years? What's the crystal ball say? From your vantage point, from where you are,
for us, I would say,
in the industry, for the industry in general,
I would say we're going to see state by state approaches. That's the way we've all decided to tackle it internally. And obviously, being in a new industry, you have to pivot, and we're very reactionary. We react very well to anything that comes up. But if we look at the state by state approach, and we sit there and say, all right, 2024 is going to be the year of Ohio for expansion, growth in the industry. 2025 is looking more like it's going to be the state of Minnesota. So that'll set us over for the next 2 years. Maybe the year after that, you'll see something like Pennsylvania flip. Because even if it passes on the next bill that gets introduced for legalization, you'll sit there and go, all right, but it's going to take another 6 months to a year before anything really can happen, you know, and places start to go live and be built. So we're taking it state by state, which we're actually very comfortable with. You know, obviously, in a perfect world, we would love for it to just say, all right, it's legal, or the states can decide. But a lot of the cases.
Rob Metcalf, we're almost out of time. Give us the best website, please.
The best website for us is comply.io, C-O-M-P-L-I. .io. You can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm relatively active there. Named Rob Metcalf or Robert Metcalf, and happy to be talking to anybody that has questions or wants to know more about what we do.
Thank you so much, and we'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and I wanted Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I wanted the award-winning provocative fiction writer. She's been fueled by passion her whole entire life, and She has been so honest and open about her cannabis use. And Catherine, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Frankie.
Your new book is called Sybil Unbound, and it's raising eyebrows as usual. But talk to us about a book that you wrote years and years and years ago that was so beyond its time, and it was what called Just Say Yes, a Marijuana Memoir?
Well, yes, but Frankie, it wasn't that many years ago. It was actually my publisher just asked about our doing a 10th anniversary edition, which would be next year. So it came out in 2015, when it was still illegal where I lived and in most of the country. So yes, that's what made it bold for its time, with even friends of mine worrying and that I would be under arrest if I published this book. And that was, of course, a misconception. Even in New York State, if you were arrested for a modest amount, say an ounce or so, you would get a fine. And that's been the case since the mid-70s. So nonetheless, it was illegal. I published it. I was happy to publish it. It was great when I would go to bookstores and then, you know, toward the end of the evening, the bookstore owner might lock the door and we'd all pass around a joint. So,
we just had a conversation with our last guest today about the state of the industry. And it's gone through some major political and all kinds of changes, so that before the pandemic, we were riding this wave that was huge. It was a huge wave. Then the Farm Bill came, and the wave got a little smaller, but still pretty big and impressive. And then COVID hit, and some states deemed cannabis shops essential, and others did not. And it really had an effect. And now, years later, here we are with so many shops, the division and competition is so huge. Regulations are snarled up. People are not making that kind of, you know, the gold rush that they thought they were going to be involved in. And it's a shame, because I really still believe that this plant, financially and in every way, could be the answer. I think that the use of hemp in fiber is so critical. The use of hemp in construction, hempcrete as opposed to concrete. Mm-hmm. Environmentally, it replenishes soil. I mean, there's so many unbelievable. It could be the answer to the opioid crisis. It could be the answer for so many pains that people suffer every single day. The stigmas are still there. The information is misguided. The regulations are messing up people. Banking is a problem. And I could go on and on and on, Catherine. What are your thoughts?
Wow. Well, obviously, things have changed a lot. And I have to say, I'm really not in the cannabis industry. I'm in the idea and writing industry. And cannabis happens to be, a passion of mine, I suppose. But I don't really follow the industry closely. I just know where I buy and how I buy. So 10 years ago, the first chapter of my book was published as a New York Times opinion piece. It was called How I Buy Weed. And it was about climbing up the floors of this tenement. And this person there who'd been dealing for so long, he was now dealing grass to his client's children, you know, who are now 22.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And anyway, that's how buying was then. Compare and contrast. A couple of weeks ago, I went down to White Plains, where there is a dispensary, big sign and so on. They check you at the door and you go in and, you know, there are knowledgeable people steering you to what you might like and you can buy it. And there it is. And I don't even think they demand cash. I think they accept credit cards, but I kind of forget that. But anyway.
Yeah.
So it's a big change. However, some places, and some, not this place, but this, here's a place in Sag Harbor that's a little more clandestine. It's not right and open, but they will let you have some. Sometimes I go there. There it is, cash only. So, you know, there's so much going on. Some people can buy it at bodegas, but that is illegal. In New York State, in New York City, I think it really is the Wild West.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard there's so much illegal cannabis in New York City.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There will always be illegal cannabis as long as the prices are so very different. Little cannabis could maybe charge, you know, cost half as much.
Catherine, when you first decided to write the book, did you have any problems getting it published?
Well, Frankie, since the 20th century, I've had problems getting book published. I mean, my first, you know, a few books were published with traditional publishers and so on. And since then, it's been harder and harder. So to attribute it to marijuana, probably that made it even more harder. Certainly, it got rejected by many publishers. But then I was lucky enough to find a courageous publisher. And I've been with that publisher ever since. And that is Heliotrope Books.
And when you went, what was the, when you wrote the book, did you do it to be provocative like you do with so many of your books?
You know, I don't think that's the prime motive. I just think I choose themes that interest me and that haven't been written about before. And what's the point of writing something that everyone has said before? So I wanted to write something that no one had said before, particularly in these two books. My most recent, Sybil Unbound, and Sybil like Sybil Shepherd. Think of a beautiful blonde older woman who's very seductive. And what we're talking about here, my marijuana memoir, Just Say Yes. So these were books that did go against the grain. I guess I, like many writers, are drawn to that sort of theme. So in Sybil Unbound, the two things that were unusual was an older woman, she starts out at 42, you know, going out and claiming the kind of privilege many men have claimed. Like, I'm attractive. I can get men. I want a lover occasionally. And then she also, you know, violates another taboo in that she's in a loving relationship, but she occasionally steps out on her own. Now, in Just Say Yes, the stigma I was overcoming was, well, the point of it was to overcome the stigma. The point of it was to come out and be very open about my use, about its benefits, and thinking that I would be a more persuasive person because I had achieved certain life goals. I had a PhD. Yeah. I've had two long and happy marriages, but particularly the present one. I've had three children, and now I have three grandchildren. I've now written 10 books. And for all of this, Frankie, I've been smoking pot, except when I was pregnant.
I love it. Catherine, I think it's, you're so refreshing and you're so honest and you're just what we all need in the world today. We need a shot of Catherine Hiller.
Oh my goodness.
Catherine, when the book first came out though, how did your children feel about it? Were they horrified? Were they accepting? Tell me that piece of the story.
They were very proud of me. I mean, we smoked pot together for a long time, me and my kids. Probably once I knew they were smoking, once they were admitting it, and they were 18 or 19. Yeah. So, you know, it was like, go mom. I think it's much easier for them to accept this book than to accept my present book, my latest novel. It just is never mentioned, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment with Catherine Hiller. And Catherine, Dr. Catherine Hiller, by the way, PhD.
No, never.
Give us the best website, how people can find out about you and all the books that you're writing.
Thank you. It's catherinehiller.net. And Catherine is C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, like Kate Middleton, actually. So CatherineHiller.net.
Okay, we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor, right? And use your insurance. Well, what would you do if you had a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem? Just like you would if you had a broken bone. And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons to call the Detox and Treatment Helpline. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-262-4690. That number again, 800-262-4690. Call today, 800-262-4690.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
And welcome back. Catherine Hiller is with us and talking everything. You grew up, though, I have to say. Do you think because of your... You grew up right in Greenwich Village. I mean, of course you're going to be open and creative. How could you not?
Right. Well, maybe the word you were looking for was edgy. In fact, that is one of my handles somewhere. I think maybe on Twitter. Anyway, Edgy Kathy is... kind of how I guess like to be, but it's not for the sake of being contrary. I'm somewhat of a contrarian, but I really think that it really comes out of an interest in and a love of the themes I've chosen to write about.
And the book that you wrote was something that was published as an op-ed piece in the New York Times. So tell me a little bit about that.
There were two things. One is it's just a regular op-ed piece. I submitted it the way anybody would submit it. And I was thrilled that it was taken. But the other piece, and it also came out in the Times, was an interview with me that came out in the news section. So that was really unusual. And the way that happened was I had a publicist at the time who was quite effective on this book. And she knew that one of the New York Times reporters was using it, marijuana, remember, 2015, he was using it clandestinely to treat a medical condition. So when he would come home at night, he'd go up to his roof, smoke a joint, come back down, and so on. And so this reporter, who is now retired, wonderful guy, he would have a, I forget what the series was called, but anyway, so he interviewed me. He was also a photographer. We took a photograph of in Prospect Park of where I'd smoked my first joint with a boyfriend. And the combination of those two pieces, one that I'd written, and then about 6 weeks later, this news story about me, meant that there was, you know, quite a little flurry of interest in me and my book. Ah. So a brief moment in time, I was a cannabis celebrity.
You also have co-produced documentaries. You have a very fascinating life. You have had a wonderful life.
Well, if you look at the highlights, Frankie, sure. And I'm glad there are many highlights. I have to say I've enjoyed every aspect of it. But there were years and years when I was basically taking care of my kids, which I loved, really loved that, but not getting much published and feeling my contemporaries are, you know, achieving more than I am and seeing, you know, highly respected critics fawn over books that I think are really quite mediocre. So there has been, you know, an alternate life, not of the highlights, but of how I've lived it and being inside me. You don't live inside your highlights, you know? You live inside your bedroom, your kitchen, your telephone, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Did your life explode after the New York Times article, op-ed, rather?
I wouldn't say exploded, but my neighbors looked at me with different eyes. I live in a suburb, you know. It's a nice,
oh, yeah,
you're a suburb and it's fun, but you know, one, as I said, some people were worried I would go to jail, and another person said, hey, you smoke, why didn't you ever tell us? Or, you know, why didn't you share it with us? Which was said in a joking way, and it never really came up again. So those people might have looked at me different. Some people might be shunning me, for all I know. At the time, you know, 9 years ago, I didn't want to inflame local opposition. So whenever I would give an interview, I would say, I live in Westchester County. I didn't want somebody, you know, some random right-wing person reading my town and calling the police.
Right.
And I, you know, I'm still keeping it that way, actually. You've noticed I haven't mentioned where I live, though I love it here.
I think, you know, that let me go back. Let me ask you. This is such a natural part of your existence, cannabis. Why do you think we still have such stigmas around it?
Well, the gateway drug. You know, when there's a really great metaphor, it's awfully hard to banish it. So for so many people, you smoke pot. So when, you know, what did you go on to smoke? Did you want to inhale cocaine? Did you want to go on to shoot heroin? There is this over, you know, arching, is it a drug? And I always think, no, it's not a drug, it's a plant, but doesn't have a high, you know, a psychoactive effect, of course. And that's why we love it. You know, for me, it enhances, you know, everyday life, everyday activity. So why the stigma persists, I don't know, but, you know, it's part of what I do as a cannabis advocate to try to get over the stigma. If so many writers have said, you know, I need to slug down, you know, some whiskey before I can write, I am going to say and admit that, sure, before I start a writing session, I'll almost always get stoned.
Yeah. Yeah. Catherine, your honesty is so, it's part of your brilliance. You're, because it's so natural. It's who you are, Catherine.
Thank you so much, you know, Frankie. I'm just kind of scrolling this down because it's lovely to get acknowledged.
Well, but it's true. I mean, it really is. And I think that for me, as someone who's doing this show trying to educate people, it's important for people to understand the whole story, the whole picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know who your audience is, but you know, it's important to know that people of my age, and I'm 77, can still...
God bless you. You do not look 77, Catherine Hiller.
Well, what can I say? I run every morning. I mean, I'm, you know, an exercise devotee.
Yeah.
And I am married to a much younger man.
Oh, how much younger?
16 years.
Oh, good for you. Oh, my gosh. Just say yes, a marijuana memoir, and you're thinking of updating it?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you can look forward to seeing it in 2025. I think we just on May, yeah.
Well, we won't wait that long to talk to you again. Catherine Hiller, thank you so much. Give us the best website.
Okay. Give the website again is CatherineHiller.net.
Thank you so much, Catherine Hiller.
I love
this. This has been
Frankie.
Another edition of the Frankie Boyer Cannabis Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.